you say, somebody who has never grown onions, and he thinks, oh, next year, maybe I do some onions. The last years, he can do. Hey, he don't have to think about, can I sell them or to whom? There is a lot of competition going around on the farm to buy. Hey, it's something, the risk, if I have to grow 170,000 tons and you come in a year when the price is really low, like today the price on the farm is zero. So we work between 3,000 and 4,000 tons a week. But the cost price is 10 cents. So if I do, like last week we did 3,500 tons, my loss would be 350,000 euros a week only. So it's something as well, it's very difficult to cope with. On the other hand, it's technically not possible because we have only certain days that we can harvest the crop. We don't have like the previous people talking, River Point Farms. They have summer. You saw the pictures from June to October. They have beautiful weather. So I have a friend in America as well. They grow onions in the desert of Nevada. When they think the onions are ready, they turn the tap and the onion die and they harvest. But sometimes we have 2 weeks of rain during the, and then we have to get the crop in 5-6 days. You cannot get 150,000 tons in a couple of days. You heard the guy, we have to harvest from June until October. They are fully all the time harvesting, and that's not possible in the Netherlands. So that's why the separation started, and it works the best way. So there is always a fight, because when we think the market is going to be good and we will go to the farmer and want to buy, the farmer says, no, I think the price is going up more. But in a year when the sales are not so good, the farmer wants to sell, and then here we say, oh, maybe next week is cheaper. Hey, so it's nice. It gives the best way of free market economy, because there is a lot of people wanting to sell, and there is a lot of people who want to buy, and it's a free system floating. The price of onion, it is unbelievable. In my 35 years, sometimes when I give an example to the people. Because people don't know onions. If you walk here in Melbourne, if you talk or Adelaide, and you're on the street and you talk about onion, nobody knows. We think 24 hours a day we think about onions. But have you any idea? In the 35 years I did the business, between the lowest price and the highest price I sold in those time. And if you 35 years, you can have 100% inflation. Any idea?
Couldn't even hazard a guess.
No, 66 times. It's for the same. So it's so speculative, onions. And that's why a grower, I explained it a little. Sometimes we have to protect them, because sometimes they make a fortune. If you have 60, 70, 80 tons a hectare and you sell at 30 cents, you make 25,000 a hectare. So if you have 10 hectares of onion, you have 250,000. So it's tempting. Speculation is always, you have years you make a lot of money. Sometimes I lost a million in a couple of weeks. I can say we never lost money in a whole year. If price goes down, it happened 8 or 10 years ago when suddenly it was a ban on Russia. Mm. And I had 10,000 tons of onions, and the price was 10, and it was the next day it was zero. And then you lose straight away a million. But it's all in the game.
Just finally, the name of your presentation was Powerhouse Holland.
Yes.
And you've definitely explained why that is the case and how it functions so well. Is there anything that you see when you come to Australia and you talk to growers here or see the packing operations here that you think, well, Australia's doing that well?
Every grower and every company have to look for their own challenging things. It's They can find it out. The most beautiful thing is how I showed you the example of Cheyenne when she started to develop the port of Vlissingen. She got an award for that as well. I didn't say that in my presentation. But it saves us a lot of cost on shipping and transporting. Even, I didn't tell that either in my presentation, the advantage in the Netherlands is that we have a road restriction and weight of 50 tons. So we can put 29 tons in a container. When you have the people from America, from Washington State, a big company over there is as well, she's second or third in the world, Easter Day Farms. But they are in Pasco. If they have to go to the port, they have to go to Seattle. I think it's 300-400 miles. So the haulage cost. But if you have a weight restriction, so they can put only 22 tons. And that was the same in the port of Antwerp for Belgium. But now when we go to Vlissingen, we have no weight restrictions. And so there is always things. You have to improve and you have to look for possibilities. When you travel the world, I do with my wife for many years, and if you have your eyes open, there is a lot of possibilities. And there is always, you have here in Australia, fantastic, you can grow a fantastic product. You have to look for the ways, and then you will find them. Logistic, processing, everything. It's something, running a company.
Keep your eyes open and your ears open. Yes. That's it.